This is Kathy and Barb, hosts of the Two Boomer Babes Radio Hour. Today, we bring you one of our favorite conversations. To hear the full show and more anytime, visit twoboomerbabes.com. Comedian Jerry Seinfeld told the following joke about public speaking. I read a thing that actually says that speaking in front of a crowd is considered the number one fear of the average person. I found that amazing. Number two was death. That means to the average person, if you have to be at a funeral, you'd rather be in the casket than doing the eulogy.
If you can relate at all, this next segment may be for you. Bill Hoogterp is a sought-after public speaking coach and creator of Own the Room, a methodology that helps everyone from CEOs, celebrities, and the common man or woman improve their public speaking skills without hyperventilating. He joins us on the phone. So, Bill, what is it about public speaking that is so absolutely terrifying to so many people?
Well, what most people think is nervousness really isn't nervousness. It's just trapped energy. So sometimes what we think is the problem is the problem. Once we get them to see it differently, how strongly they were terrified is actually how much they're going to enjoy it. Anybody can be good at it, and anybody can enjoy it.
So how do we actually turn that gut-wrenching tension into creative tension? Barb and I go through this all the time because we do give quite a number of talks. But we love to have fun. And so how can we really have fun and be in front of a group?
It's all about flipping it around. So the real problem, how honest do you want me to be?
We want to be
honest.
The real problem is that you actually care, don't you?
We do care.
You care about what you're saying. You care about who you're saying it to. You care about doing a good job. But we also care about how we're being perceived. And that one wipes out all the other ones. If you think about the audience first and never yourself, that's when your magic flows. So let's say, Barb and Kathy, you guys are up in front of 10,000 people. You have to do a speech 5 minutes from now, no notice, and you don't know them. Everybody would be a little uncomfortable, right?
My heart is palpitating just thinking of it.
If you don't know them, that means they don't know you. And if the audience doesn't know you, they're slightly uncomfortable too. And if they're slightly uncomfortable, what's your very first job?
Make them comfortable.
And how would you do that Barb and Kathy style?
Tell a joke.
Ask a question. How was lunch, guys? How's it? And as soon as you focus on making them feel comfortable, what happens?
Everybody relaxes.
That's it.
What if nobody laughs at our joke?
Every audience will adapt 100% of the time to every speaker, but it takes a few minutes. So if they don't get the first one, a lot of comedians, even if you watch The Tonight Show, the first one doesn't land. They make a joke about the joke not landing. But then within a couple of minutes, they will always adapt to you. And you two have such amazing personalities, it's never going to be a problem for you. For the rest of us, we have to work at it a little bit.
We love you.
Yes.
Well, how important is it to really know our material for overcoming jitters? Because, I don't do such a great job. So does that really build confidence?
I like 80-85%. Because if you don't really know what you're talking about at all, which for me happens on a daily basis, then you have to be creative. If you know it too much, if you get up and memorize your speech, it's too much about you and the speech. So you're always kind of got a little room to connect to the audience, to riff, to be creative, and to involve them. And this is the wave of the future for new presentations, is get the audience involved, just like you do it online, inviting people to come to your great Facebook page. This is the wave of this. Every sector is get the audience involved. They're not there to sit around while you talk. And when you get them involved, everything goes to a whole new level.
One of the techniques that I do, I don't know if this doesn't always work, but I find somebody in the audience that I think looks kind of friendly or looks like my mother or something, and I kind of direct, I don't talk only to them, but I kind of use them as my sort of touchstone when I'm speaking. Is that a good technique?
It's a great technique as a starting point because you want to make real eye contact, but you want to then flip that. So if the first person you make eye contact with is on the left, the next one you want to do is on the right, and then the back. You also want to use names. Let's say you're in front of 1,000 people and you don't have time to learn 1,000 names before the speech. So you two just learn 3 or 4. And then you get up in front of the crowd and say, all right, let's say Barb and Kathy are on their way to sell a new product to Joe and Lisa. Now, all 1,000 people will drop their filters. They don't know how they know, but they know it's 4 real life people in the audience today. So it's a professional speaker's trick. There's no big things in public speaking. They're all little things, but they add up to big impact that really get everybody enjoying it and connecting to you in the very first few seconds.
You also suggest that we should make every word count.
Well, I'm on a mission to eliminate all the ums and basically's in the world. So one of the ways we do that in the class at Own the Room, just making it really fun, is we play a drinking game. So everybody has to take a little cup and they pour just a little bit of soda in the cup. And then you pour twice as much water in the same cup. Yuck. But that's what happens in the brain. The average person, even in the business world, up to 50% of what they say means nothing. I'll give you a test and see if you can spot the weak language in my next two sentences. Are you guys ready?
Right. Oh, gosh. Okay.
Barb and Kathy, thanks so much for having me on the show. And basically, I'm really glad to talk about communicating and public speaking with you guys today. All right. Of what I just said, what was weak language? What really didn't add any value?
You guys.
You guys, good.
Basically.
Basically. Actually, every word I said was weak language. There's not a single thing I said that you and the audience didn't already know.
Correct.
And that's normal business. So a lot of times we're saying things that don't mean anything. And so when we play the drinking game, every time you say basically or something that you think didn't add any value, you have to point to your partner's cup and they have to drink. And within about a half hour, it starts to go away. And people learn to be powerfully concise. And if everybody did that, all 60-minute meetings would be 30 minutes.
Public speaking coach Bill Hoogter, thanks so much for sharing these great tips for overcoming our public speaking fears. Check out this story and listen to the Two Boomer Babes Radio Hour anytime
at twoboomerbabes.com.
Support comes from Accent on Travel Rehoboth Beach with a Viking Rhine River cruise with us, the Two Boomer Babes. For questions and reservations, 302-703-6154.
Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.5 billion back to our customer owners over the last 9 years. It's proof being a part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the board of directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.